Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we have Olu Jabari in the studio to talk about his candidacy for Michigan State Representative of the 33rd District in Macomb County. Welcome, Olu. It's good to have you here today.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, briefly, I'm native from Detroit. I've lived in Macomb County for about 20 years or so recently. I actually have a business in Macomb County, and I work for the State Department already for the government, for the Department of Health and Human Services in Macomb County currently.
So are you really busy right now with all of this coronavirus stuff as well?
Yes, we're staying busy. We're not going to allow that to, you know, put us in the back seat. We're going to do what we have to do, but we are cautious. Yes.
All right. So what issues do you feel are important for the residents of the 33rd District? Like, what types of things do you think are important right now in this political climate?
Well, there were about six things that we basically did an evaluation with the community in all of the areas, the cities that makes up my district. And one of the big things was seniors having a say-so and veterans having a say-so in some of the issues that are dealing with them. I think the seniors are very important. And the veterans who've been overlooked for a very long time, even though there are some resolutions to work with the veterans, that's one that's been one of our biggest issues. The next biggest issue has been advocacy for youth, allowing teenagers to get involved, as well as college students to have a say-so on the platform. Normally, we say what we want them to do and what we want them to have, but we think they should have an opportunity to speak about their issues, you know, and bring them to the forefront. So those are the two. And then we have the mental health. As you know, mental health has been an issue for a long time where we've closed a lot of facilities. Even the state has closed facilities due to some infrastructure, money changes, and things like that. But we don't have a lot of places for our mental patients. So you see them walking around, and unfortunately, that's not where they need to be. And then our other thing is police and community. We want to make sure that we are able to bring the police and the community back together, meaning that the people that live in your community, we want them to be police officers that know the community, get to know the kids, get to know the parents, so that we're not strangers. When I worked in Detroit, I had a chance to work for Safe Streets Neighborhood and brought police and community together. Instead of having them on the street, we had them in the schools. We had them in the community. They were walking the beat. They didn't have to worry about not knowing what they were responding to. And then, of course, leaders. The L in sample is leaders. We don't have enough leaders that have been built to move our format forward. So, for example, as I win, I want to make sure that there's someone behind me continuing to carry our format, and they can add to it. And then lastly, our E is making sure that we have education. As you know, most of the schools are closed now, and we understand that precaution. I take it as well. But we don't have enough teachers to feed the need for the young people. We have a lot of retired teachers, and now they're trying to call retired teachers back because we don't have enough. But the education part for me is deals with immigration. Immigration is a problem. It's only a problem because we haven't educated ourselves on the issue. So those are the six most important things, and our format is called SAMPLE, S-A-M-P-L-E, which I just explained. And those are the things that the people in my district have discussed and said that they have an issue with.
So maybe pick one or two of those and tell me how you're hoping to address those for the people in your district.
Sure. I'd probably pick seniors and veterans. Because I think that that's something that we can affect change in right now, bringing the seniors to the tables and bringing the veterans to the table and finding out what their needs are.
So why are you personally motivated to run for public office?
Well, I've always wanted to do it. I think because of where I work now with the state of Michigan, I deal with people from the age of 3 all the way through senior citizens and veterans. And I think that I could do more from a political perspective as far as getting resolutions written and passed. Where I work now, I have a passion for my job. I work for the Department of Health and Human Services for the last 12 years. And I see people, I cry with people, I hug people all the time because they can't get the benefits. Sometimes they're a dollar more than what they should to get medical. And you're a senior. That should be something you should have for giving your time to the USA. And I think that that's important. My other thing is that my passion is working with children and families. I've done that for the last 32 years. Started off at the age of 13. All the way through. I've had a chance to teach tens of thousands of children, but also provide some scholarships and take people across the world to let them shine in what they do. My passion for it is to the point where I'm at a standstill where I am, and I can't do anything else about some of the things that have been passed or some of the things that have been thrown our way in regards to just read it. We're going to pass it regardless of what we say. And right now, people don't have a say-so. So I need to stand up. So my passion is standing up for the people and putting the people before profit.
Well, thank you so much for being with us in the studio today. You can learn more about Olu Jabari by visiting the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.